السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه، ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين والخلص من أصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين استجابوا لربهم وأقاموا الصلاة وأمرهم شورى بينهم ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين إذا أصابهم البغي هم ينتصرون. الله سبحانه وتعالى says we need the humanity to live with honor and dignity. Honor and dignity and respect is part and parcel of who we are, our identity. Allah wants all the creatures, all the humans, to live in dignity. And therefore, in order for us to be dignified, to lead a life of stability and progress and prosperity and honor and respect, we need not to do two things. Neither we abuse others, nor we allow others to abuse us. Neither we become tyrants, nor victims. God does not want us to live our entire life being victims, being an easy target for the evil people, the bad people, to take advantage of us, to exploit us. He rejects that. And he says in Surah Ash-Shura, chapter 42, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْبَغْيُ هُمْ يَنْتَصِرُونَ. My righteous servants are those who, when tyranny befalls them, they defend themselves. They protect themselves. They do not become the subject for tyranny. I don't want them to be always victims, to be victimized, to be easy target for tyrants. They have to defend themselves. God does not want us to be weak. There is a major misconception among the Muslims, especially in the school of Ahlul Bayt, that to be a mustad'af is good. I am mustad'af. This is not good. Who says? God says this is a crime to be a mustad'af. God says, I don't like the mustad'af. This is in the Quran. In second chapter in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah says some people who call themselves oppressed and mustad'af, we will hold them accountable on the Day of Judgment. This is in the Quran. This is in second chapter. Allah says those people, the angels, they come to take their lives إن الذين تتوفاهم الملائكة ظالمي أنفسهم. They are wrongdoers. They are wrongdoers. They are doing injustice to themselves when they accept the tyrant to control them. Who says God loves the mustadafin? God wants people who are strong, people who have dignity, people who defend themselves. Then he says, تتوفاهم الملائكة ظالمي أنفسهم. ظالم. They are doing injustice to themselves. The angels are going to ask them, قالوا فيما كنتم. Why you lived in disgrace, in weakness, always being defeated, always allowing tyrants to take advantage of you? Why? They will answer, قالوا كنا مستضعفين في الأرض. We were helpless in the land. We had no power in that land, in that country. The angels are going to tell them, أَلَمْ تَكُنْ أَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةً فَتُهَاجِرُوا فِيهَا. Wasn't the land of God vast and huge? You could have left that society. Why do you live in a community, in a country, in a society when a tyrant is taking advantage of you? And you can't open your mouth. You can't defend yourself. Is this good? This is not good. God does not want you to be disgraced. God does not want you to be weak. God wants Muslims to be strong and united. And they defend themselves. And they courageous. The timid, someone who's timid, who doesn't have courage, God does not like him. God loves the one who's shuja', the one who's free, the one who can speak his mind, the one can worship God freely without intimidation, the one who can stand up for tyrants and tell them, you are tyrants. I'm not going to support you. I'm not going to elect you. I'm not going to be a victim under your rule. I would not allow myself to be a victim and sit and always complain. God does not like complaining. God says, if you have power, you have to use it. You have to say something. Don't submit to tyrants. Once you submit to the tyrants, you are helping them to prolong their life, to prolong their rule. And then God says, إِلَّا الْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الْوِلْدَانِ وَالنِّسَاءِ. Sometimes wildan, children, and nisa, who do not carry weapon. Those people, they say, we are mustadaf, we understand. But men, they say, we are mustadaf. Why you are mustadaf? You have to carry your weapon. You have to defend yourself, respect yourself. You have a duty to defend your family, your business, your house, your shop, your belonging, your children, your community, your neighborhood, your country, your religion, your faith. You have a duty. You cannot sit silent. When we sit silent, we justify the tyrant. We justify tyranny. We have to resist. Now in the path of resistance, sometimes we get wounded, we get killed, we get imprisoned. This is part of our life. Many prophets were imprisoned. They were put in jail, many prophets of God. Many of them were executed and killed. Many prophets were killed. They were beheaded. Zakaria, alayhi salam, Yahya ibn Zakaria, a prophet who was beheaded. They separated his head from his body. Many of them were sent into exile. One of them is our prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was sent into exile. Musa, alayhi salam, had to leave Egypt and go to Palestine and then go back to Egypt. Many other prophets, they were sent into exile. We have to work. We have to defend ourselves. We should not be happy and joyous to be called victims. God does not want this, the mentality of being victimized. You don't rejoice when you are a victim. They're going to take advantage of you. Nobody is going to respect someone who is weak, believe me. In this life, if you are weak, mustadaf, nobody is going to even to greet you. But once you have strength and power and dignity, and you speak up, you stand up, for those unjust rulers, at that time people are going to respect you, pay attention to you, listen to you. Always from the dawn of history, we have been told that haq is not given, haq is taken. Nobody gives you your haq, nobody in this life. Even sometimes your relatives, those who are close to you, they would not say, this is your share, this is your haq. We give it to you. Nobody. You have to ask for it. You have to fight for it. This is in regards to those who are victims. In regards to the tyrants, sometimes someone does bad in his personal capacity, not representing any country, any government, any person, any people. He represents himself. So the fallout, the repercussion, the result of his evil is going to go back and hunt him down personally. He will pay the price. But sometimes there is someone in the capacity of a leader. He's a leader, political leader in the community. He represents the country. He's a prime minister. He's a president. He's sultan. And he does evil. Then the repercussion of his evil are not going to go back on him only. It will include his country too, his people too. Others are going to pay the price. When there is a tyrant at the top, ruling unjustly, hurting people, either his own country or other countries, helping other tyrants. The example of Yemen. Yemen are suffering not because of Saudi Arabia alone, because Saudi Arabia is backed by the United States of America. Saudis cannot act by themselves. They cannot even last for 3 days, believe me. Two rules, two governments in the world, they cannot survive without the help of America. Saudi Arabia and Israel. These two countries cannot survive without the military, financial, political aid of this country. So those who are helping the Saudis to bomb the Yemen, they also will see their jaza, the retribution. They will see the retribution. Not only the president has to pay one day, the country will pay, believe me, the whole society. Those who remain silent, those who don't say anything, those who do not resist, one day they will pay the price. Allah says, I wait, and I wait and wait and wait, but I don't forget. I never forget. I wait for the zalim to change his mind, to change his policy, to stop his aggression. But I would never forget. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُمْهِلْ He waits, وَلَا يُهْمِلْ He does not forget. So this is one of the major principles in our religion. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْبَغْيُ Those where tyranny befalls them, هُمْ يَنْتَصِرُونَ They defend themselves. They don't just sit there and cry. Crying would get you to nowhere. You will cry for the rest of your life. But if you stand, if you get united, if you work, to defend yourself, defend your right, ask for your right, fight for your right. This is what Islam teaches us to do in this life, whether on personal level or communal level. Sometimes you're personal right is being usurped by someone, probably in the family, outside the family. You have to fight for that. Don't just sit silent because you are supporting the thief, the tyrant, the evil person when you are silent. You have to fight for your right. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْبَغْيُ هُمْ يَنْتَصِرُونَ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين